Hi, Benjamin.
Hey, Brian, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, Jeremiah. How you doing?
Good and good. I got your voicemail there and just wanted to give you a ring back.
Yeah, we're probably looking to lease some CNC machines. I don't know
okay.
if you guys want to take a shot at that.
Absolutely, we do.
It's not big. It's only $525,000.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty decent chunk of change there. Is this your first CNC, or no? Have you guys financed before?
We've never leased before.
Okay, never leased before. Okay, great. Well, is it based on some jobs that you guys have received, or is it you looking to expand and you just want
to
bring on
new customers? We're looking to expand our fabrication plant.
Okay.
I mean, we typically run all our capital additions, not typically, always have. We've run them totally through our revolver. We have a credit facility with Wells Fargo.
Okay.
And it runs through 2019.
Okay.
And we have no financial covenants.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
No
That's
financial
real good.
Covenants. LIBOR plus 2.5.
Okay. How long have you guys been in business for?
The company itself goes back to like 1890.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's old-time copper manufacturer. Largest bus bar manufacturer in the U.S. Makes copper bus bar for Schneider, Eaton, GE, Siemens, ABB, ThyssenKrupp, copper and brass.
Wow.
Siemens.
And who's the owner of the business?
It's owned by Zohar Funds Private Equity.
Okay. So hard. How do you spell that?
Z-O-H-A-R. Zohar Funds bought it.
Okay.
Which are, managed by Patriarch.
Okay. Great. And what are you guys doing sales? What did you do last year?
In revenue or pounds? I mean, if it goes up and down because we're COMEX. We're driving off copper rallies.
Okay. Yeah, just in revenue. Ballpark figure. You don't have to give me exactly.
We do everything in pounds. Give me a minute. Let me
get no worries.
Something in front of me where I can, let's say, 300, 400 million.
Okay.
Like the year before is 500 million because it was greater pounds and
okay.
much higher COMEX.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, yeah. Well, I mean.
Give me a minute here. Calling it up. We did it would have been about 330 okay. million last year.
Okay.
And in 2014 we were at 430 million.
So you guys dipped a little bit.
Well, a lot of it's COMEX.
Oh, okay.
That's
I see.
What I'm saying. It's like $3.50 a pound.
So that makes sense. Okay.
And we were $473 million in 2013. In 2012 we were $439 million.
Now, what about this year? Are you guys trending up, down, or flat?
We're up in pounds.
Okay.
Yeah, and then COMEX is way down to 2. It's closed today at 219 or 220, so the revenues won't be quite as high.
Right. Okay.
So we do everything in pounds. Our insurance company even, sets insurance in pounds.
That makes sense.
Because COMEX just fluctuates it.
What did it close today at? You said 209?
220 a pound.
220 a pound, okay. Does it fluctuate? How much does it fluctuate, during the week?
It just trades every day in the market. It's like gold, gold and silver. It's meaningless to our business because we hedge everything. So it's a pass-through to our customers. It's a pass-through.
Okay.
So it does no impact on our bottom line if we hedge right, which, knock on wood, we have been.
Right. Okay. Go ahead.
I can send, if you want to send me an email, I can send you an MD&A.
Okay.
You said we're pre-authorized for 500. What did you mean by that?
Yeah, well, basically, it was based on some past financing you guys had done with Wells. And we can get you, especially for equipment. I mean, there's not going to be an issue. The amount of sales you guys do and
how do you know financing with Wells? Are you affiliated with Wells?
No, I'm not. We're not.
Well, how do you know we did? What do you mean past financing?
Based off your DNB credit profile?
Oh, yeah. We have a $65 million facility with Wells.
Yeah.
Through 2019, no financial covenants. Zero. None. Which
that's
I've
awesome.
Never seen or heard of. Me either.
Yeah. So
no, I'm 56 this year, and I left Ernst & Ernst back in the late 80s. I never recall seeing it on any client.
Yeah.
And when they were conversations were happening back in 2012 when we set the facility up, I'm like, no way in hell we're going to have no financial covenants. Sure enough.
That's amazing.
They like the collateral that much. It's all pure copper.
Wow.
So, you know, you can just melt it and...
Absolutely.
Boom, you know.
It makes sense.
The receivables are all the big boys. It's, you know, ABB, Siemens, Schneider, Eaton, GE.
Yeah. They only work...
About as pure a collateral as you can get. So no covenants.
Still, it's just unheard of. You know what I mean? So it's... just weird hearing that. I've never heard of that.
Well, can you put a term sheet together real quick if we do the 500?
Yeah, let me see what I can do. What's a good email for me to send something over?
It's bbenjamin, bbenjamin, at husseycopper.com. So let me, as soon as you send that, I can send you the list of the machinery.
Okay, you have the quote and everything right there that you guys are looking, like the vendor picked out or where you're going to be purchasing it from?
No, but we got the dollar amount. It's just a simple spreadsheet.
Okay, you said it was around $525, right?
Yeah.
For the CNC? Okay. All right.
Give me one second.
No worries.
I don't need an NDNA to send you this. I got to find... If you give me 2 minutes, I can...
Hey, Brian, are you the CFO over there?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm having trouble finding it. See if you can send that email to me to make sure we're getting it.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me... B. Benjamin. How soon are you guys looking to make this happen?
We've been sitting on the purchase. This would probably spur it.
Okay. All right, I sent you a test email just to make sure you're getting it. Should have received it.
Not coming yet. What type of term, like what's the, I'm not going to hold you to it. What, when you say pre-authorized, what, how long of a period would you require payback?
We generally, you know, do five. We could do five, anywhere from 3 to 5 years, yeah. So, what do you guys usually get? I'm sure you guys get the best. How many over prime are you usually used to?
Well, I run everything through the revolver, like I was telling you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So everything, literally, I'm not. I haven't leased anything in 25 years. I'm not lying.
Wow. Okay. Have you been with the company that long?
No.
Okay.
Different place I've been. I joined the company in late 2011, early 2012.
Okay.
been here or anywhere that I've been in the last 25 years, I haven't leased anything.
Okay.
It's just used, you know, we haven't had the need. You know, places I've been, you know, had enough cash flow, did it out of cash flow or did it out of the revolver. Oh, I can't believe I can't find, well, here it is. Okay, good. Got it.
My email popped up?
No, I was looking for this spreadsheet I could send you right away.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Bank. Okay.
I never heard of Bank of Cardiff. No offended. Where's
we're private business bank in San Diego.
Okay.
Been around now for almost 14 years. That's our bread and butter is equipment financing. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Well, I mean, this machinery is like, you know, not even bolted to the floor. So this is like the ultimate stuff to lease.
Mm-hmm. What kind of return are you guys expecting on that machine?
No, I haven't calculated that because it's replacement for existing equipment.
Okay.
It's our fabrication facility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's older equipment that's not as efficient. So we wanted to upgrade our fabrication shop. And probably, you know, greater than 50% of our business is with Schneider Electric and Eaton. You heard of both of them, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so we're doing work for them. This would upgrade and make us more efficient.
Did you guys just land that contract?
No.
You've been...
Eaton, there's only a few players in this little niche.
Right.
Electrical copper, there's only a handful of companies that do it.
Hmm.
No, even Schneider's been part of this in Eaton for, you know, probably 30, 40 years or whatever. I have no idea. Did you get what I sent you?
Let's see here. I did.
Okay, open it up.
Okay.
I mean, it's pretty easy. If what you're saying is true, that you pre-author, you should be able to do this one in a heartbeat.
Yeah, it's not going to be an issue.
This is easy, clean equipment.
Okay.
You know, inert, press brake, PEM, stamping press.
Okay.
It's Borscher, you know, they're tool and die shop machinery.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, let me put something together here, Brian.
What type of rates are you, like, ranges have you been putting? You said 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years. You know, we generally start off mid-single digits. So it just
kind of... That's fine. 5 to 6%, you're saying?
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. Generally, it's where we start. I mean, you're going to qualify for the best program. So we'll take it from there, and then, you know, I'll shoot you an offer and tell me if you want to roll with us, or if not, you know, I'm sure you guys will find something that will work for your business there.
Sounds good. When are you going to send it back later?
I'm going to try to do it today. If,
okay.
If anything, you're going to get a follow-up email from me shortly. Just to keep you posted. So I'm very thorough as far as following up and staying in touch. So I'll keep you posted.
Are you going to need anything else?
I'm going to need an application from you. Can you mind if I send that to you real quick? And then,
oh, yeah, please send it.
If you can.
Is there any? What's required on there? Because I'll need an MD&A. Let me send you an MD&A just in case you need financial stuff.
Okay.
I mean, you're saying pre-authorized, so we don't really need to get into that.
No, just this application would probably be would work here.
I better send you an MD&A just to...
Just in case. Yeah, absolutely. It won't hurt. Underwriters will take a look at it.
Before I send anything out, that application's probably going to...
All right, sent you the app. It's a really short, half-a-page app. We have a lot of the info already on file.
I mean, can you just sign NDNAs? They're not really worth the paper they're written on, in my opinion, but a lot of most companies take it serious. I shouldn't kid about it, because ours takes it very serious.
Yeah. I'll have to follow up with you on that. I'll ask my underwriter here.
Let me just send this.
Okay.
Jeremiah Lander, right?
Jeremiah Lander, yeah.
Okay, it's coming up.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll wait to hear back from you. I'll get going on your app then. Thanks.
Perfect. All right, Brian, we'll be in touch.
Bye.
Bye.